This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand, and joining us with a sampling from our listener email, senior producer Steve Proffitt.
Hi, Madeline. Let's start with a comment about an interview you did yesterday with Melissa Harris Lacewell.
Okay, she's a political scientist who studies religion and politics. Among the things we talked about was the Pope's visit to the U.S.
Right, and she made this statement about the pontiff's role in public life.
It's not only Catholics, but the Christian Church, much more broadly, who often looks to the Pope at a minimum as a kind of symbolic leader of the Christian faith.
Listener Ann Penn, who says she's a mainline Protestant, writes to disagree.
There were legitimate reasons why Protestants broke from the Catholic Church, she notes, and says, most Protestants I know don't feel the Pope speaks for us, nor do we agree with much of what he says. As examples, Ms. Penn points to birth control, abortion, and women's rights.
Last week, American Airlines had to ground its fleet of MD-80s, and we did quite a bit of reporting on airline safety.
From Falmouth, Massachusetts, listener Glenn Mello thinks the airline safety issues point out the nation's failure to invest in domestic infrastructure.
He writes, it's ironic that we're nation building in Iraq while, as he puts it, our own nation is slowly crumbling.
Juris Milestone of Philadelphia was pleased with our series on advisors to the presidential candidates, writing that as Americans, we often focus too much on the figureheads and not enough on the people behind the scenes.
But Justin Price of Portland, Oregon, thought our story with John McCain's economic advisor was, as he puts it, yet another free ride for McCain's campaign.
Also on politics, some reaction to a woman in a piece last week that Alex Chadwick reported from Pennsylvania.
Yes, this was a woman he met in a Walmart parking lot. She mistakenly believed that Barack Obama is a Muslim.
From Jersey City, Matthew Daniel had these thoughts about her misunderstanding. That's what we get, he writes, for putting more money into missiles than civics classes.
We got a lot of letters appreciative of our series on the Source Family.
This was the 1970s spiritual commune led by a guy named Father Yode. He formed it in Los Angeles and then moved to Hawaii.
Right, but one listener who lived near the Source compound on Oahu wasn't so happy to be reminded of them.
Carlotta Moody, who now lives in Edmond, Oklahoma, says they irritated neighbors with their early morning chanting.
She says they didn't believe in diapers and folks didn't appreciate mothers nursing their babies on the bus and in stores around town.
She concludes, we were all very happy to see them move away.
Okay, well, if you have thoughts, suggestions, comments, criticisms, whatever, please write us.
Go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link.
And maybe next time we'll read your letter.
Steve Proffitt, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.